The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here today, okay? I'm going to draw mostly from our first reading once again because I love the message that's in Samuel. You know, David had no claim to be king. He was a nobody from a family of nobodies. No ancestry, no pedigree, no genealogy. The youngest of the sons, not the firstborn. No military, no royal, no priestly heritage. David had no claim whatsoever to be king, and that is why God chose him. Not the only reason why God chose him. Of course, God has his reasons that are as infinite and mysterious as God himself, but that is why God chose King David. And Jesus would use the exact same selection criteria when he chose his apostles, picking absolute nobodies off the shore of the Sea of Galilee, tax collectors and fishermen and misplaced activists, raising them up to the most noble calling in all of history. The apostles would go on to have a glory that was greater than all the greatest kings down through all the ages, and yet at the time they appeared to be nobodies. Why? Why nobodies with the apostles? Why nobodies with King David? Why? To show that God is the one who is at work. That is why. To show that God is the one who is at work. If God had chosen a mighty warrior to take on Goliath, the glory would go to the mighty warrior. If God had chosen someone of noble ancestry and from a noble family to become the great king of Israel, the glory would go to the noble family. But as it is, it becomes very clear that God is the one who is at work. Just like Samuel said back there in the first reading, man looks to the appearances of things, but God looks to the heart, working in ways we do not expect. Something we need to remember. Page through the Old Testament, and you will find ample evidence to believe that when the Messiah came, he would be a great king like David. Heck, prophet Daniel, he says he's going to have a kingdom that's greater than the Persians, greater than the Babylonians, greater than the Romans, greater than the Greeks. He's going to have a kingdom that does not pass away. And yet when he showed up, he was a nobody. I mean, pardon me, Lord, but that's the way you appeared, okay? Sometimes I forget he's standing right there, right? But that's the way he appeared. It's a carpenter's son from nowhere, the son of a carpenter. And he walks through the heads of the grain and picks the grain and appears to be violating the Sabbath, but by the will of the Father, he is Lord even of the Sabbath. And he would conquer sin, but not in the way anybody ever expected. Not like a worldly hero, extracting vengeance and blood at the point of a sword, but by taking it onto himself as though it were his own. And he conquered death by embracing death, turning what appeared to be the most pathetic defeat in all of one's imagination, dying at the hands of your enemies, and turning it into the greatest sign of victory. God works in ways we do not expect. Man sees the appearance, but God looks to the heart. Something we need to remember as we live in this crazy, crazy world where everything is inside out, upside down, backwards, where black is white and white is black, and it makes you angry, right? and you read the news, you see the headlines, you look at the chaos in your own life, and you say, God, are you even up there? Are you AWOL? Are you asleep at the wheel? What's your plan? I don't know God's plan any more than I can explain the inner workings of God for anything else. But I do know this. Reality is however God perceives a thing to be. And in God's reckoning, evil does have its hour. But God has his day. And those who hope in him will never hope in vain. Amen.